Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to our weekend release. This is our bonus podcast episode where we see how much extra content we can squeeze into our week. Random things that have been sent in, extra bits from our week and how our advice went down with you, our listeners, our G and Divas.
If you finished being a bitch to me, as you were on Tuesday.
Did I go a bit too far on Tuesday?
I think you were flirting with me.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. I think it might be subliminal flirting.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, I think so.
You are way off, babe. Way off. No, it was only matey banter. You just told a really long story, that's all.
I'm sorry, we're not all on Radio 1, some people have attention spans longer than 30 seconds.
We're not doing this today. We're friends, okay?
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
Make friends, never ever break friends.
Oh, for God's sake, I'm on the playground. Oh, don't. You see, that's flirty.
What is?
Twiddling my wrist.
I don't know what flirting was when you were growing up or younger, but I am definitely not flirting. Do you want me to flirt with you?
Yeah, go on.
Okay. I've actually... long time since I've done this. Hey.
Sorry. Hello.
Hey. So, what are you up to tonight?
Don't know, I'm free all evening.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Have you got anything that'll fill my evening?
Yeah, I've got a free place if you fancy coming round.
Oh, what are we going to do?
It's you.
Really in the mood for chicken and chips.
You're such a bitch. It wasn't chicken and chips, it was grioche. Anyway.
That was flirting.
I don't know.
Really,
I
did more flirting than you.
I did. But thank you, producer. I did more flirting there than you.
I don't know how to flirt.
Clearly. Yeah. Should we go to the list?
Are we okay?
I think we're fine.
Okay, good.
I know you're joking.
Good. I am joking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I, on the other hand, am not. This is from Katrina.
Sorry again if I went too far.
It's okay. This is from Katrina, who has got rid of her waves. Hi, guys. Just... I don't know if the producer even gets that. No.
Yes, very good reference for everyone over 28, 30. I'm walking on sunshine.
Oh, I'm walking on sunshine. Oh.
And
do you think we could bring out
good.
An,
is it that?
Do you think we could bring out an album?
Yeah.
Hi guys, just listening to this week's pod about telling your parents you are pregnant. I totally felt like this when I told my dad. It was confirmation I had definitely had sex.
See, it's weird.
Despite being married for a few years. When we told him the due date, he worked out that we were staying at his house exactly 9 months before. Absolute cringe.
Told ya.
Love the pod, always makes me chuckle. I just think that's weird that your father would do that.
No, I just always think it's weird if you said to, like, if you went and said, oh, we're pregnant, especially for the fella as well, the lad, you got to look the father-in-law in the eye and be like, I've just shagged your daughter. It's just me that finds that weird.
Yeah. Anyway. This is from Caroline. Hello, William and Jordan. I thought I'd share a story of when I used to be a...
Sweet Caroline. Go on, we'll do a song for all our
listeners. I hate that song with a passion.
Never felt so good.
So good.
I always had my sets on it.
Your...
DJ set.
Oh, sets.
That's not a whopper. That's not a whopper, though.
No.
Remember, whoppers, yes. That we need to get out of.
So what category is Sweet Caroline?
That's, it's either it's Ending. It's in my folder called Ending. Ending. Either that or Oasis.
It's a happy ending.
It's either Sweet Caroline or Don't Look Back in Anger.
Oh,
or,
God.
I guess now it's time.
Take that.
For me to give... I'm taking booking to booking needles.
It's got a lot of availability.
Honestly, that's got to be one of the best lyrics in the history of music.
What?
Got your lipstick marks still on your coffee cup. It's great, isn't it?
Oh. A better lyric. Does he wash up? No, he never wash up. Does he clean up? No, he never cleans up. Does he brush up? No, he never brushes up.
Sorry,
he does nothing. The boy does nothing. It's written about Ben. Will.
Go on, Caroline.
But he does vacuum in the dark. This is from Caroline, as we have said. I thought I'd share a story of when I used to be a female body waxer about 6 years ago. A new client had booked in. Let's just call her Jane. And she booked in for Hollywood. What's a Hollywood?
I think that's... To spot the three blokes in the room. I think that's... Is that where it's a triangle?
I have no idea.
Is that little...
Ben's going to look it up. For those who don't... Oh, fine.
Oh,
for those who don't know, that is where everything is gone.
Oh, okay.
I took Jane upstairs and started going through the agreement, which goes through any health conditions, are you pregnant, etc. She quickly signed and we got down to business, so to speak. I left the room for her to change, came back and started putting oil around her intimate area, and to my absolute horror, she was covered with crabs.
Oh, that's like pube nits, isn't it?
Yeah. I quickly put the cotton pad down and started to explain why I can't do her treatment today. She put her clothes back on and left through the back door. I spent the rest of my day disinfecting my beauty room. As a result of the PTSD from the crab situation, I made sure Jane couldn't rebook with myself and I reassigned her to my colleague who drank my Coca-Cola earlier that week.
Oh, great. Someone, right, still pisses me off now. I had a Diet Coke in the fridge at work. Yeah, and I put it in one day, say it was Tuesday, and I thought, what have it? Went to get it on Wednesday, and some bastard had drank it, and I'd do the same.
Take their revenge? Have you taken revenge?
Yeah, I'm going to give them crabs. They deserve it.
2 weeks later, a pregnant woman came in for her pre-birth wax, and her water broke, and she gave birth on my waxing bed.
Jesus!
Wow.
It sounds like if I was a waxer, this is the shit that would have happened to me.
I handed in my notice after that and went into recruitment. Never again. I hope you enjoyed this story more than I did. Love your podcast. Kind regards, Caroline.
Round of applause for Caroline. What a great story. See, that's short and sweet and to the point.
Oh, you shut your face.
That is fantastic. What the crabs look like?
I don't know. I mean, I just... Yeah, with little...
Oh. When I said other week, I went back home. Yeah. I'm like, I'm with my nephew, and he's on my phone playing on. I think he's playing on FIFA or something. I'm like, I'm just literally on me all night at the meal.
Yeah,
and we're like playing and stuff, and he was having his dessert, and he was sat at my knee, and I was cutting his food up for him, and then his mum went to me just as the desserts were being taken. She went, oh, by the way, he's got nits. I'm like, cheers, thanks for telling me now.
Oh, I wouldn't lay him out the house with nits, personally.
They go for cleaner. I might need to check and keep that in because Kate will come at me.
This is from an OG G&D diva.
Did you never have nits when you were younger?
No.
I'd never have nit comb go for your hair on a Sunday?
Don't think so.
Oh. Believe it or not, I used to always get my dad to do it because my mum was dead rough with it.
Right.
And it was actually... I've talked about this before, but it was my mum that always bollocked us as a kid. My dad would
Yes, soft. my mother was yeah. not the,
Everyone
was the bad
Everyone expects because he was sort major in army and stuff. He'd like, yeah, it was my mum that were like, we used to call her Screaming Skull.
Sure, she loved that.
No, she didn't know. She probably still doesn't know.
She probably does now. This is from an OG G&D diva, Katie. Dear Jordan, William, EPB and Diego, my name is Katie and I just wanted to let you know.
Oh, baby, shouldn't I?
My name is Katie and I just wanted to let you know how much joy your podcast brings me and have done so throughout a lot of not-so-joyous life changes in the last couple of years. Your voices and impressions usually soundtrack my drives up and down the M1 to and from my family home. I got to see you on your live tour in Nottingham earlier this year and loved it. Trust me, the location wasn't my first choice either.
What's wrong with Nottingham?
After a few rubbish years, I was lucky enough to visit Los Angeles this week, and a bucket list item of mine has always been to hire a bike and cycle along Santa Monica Beach. Well, I did just that during my trip. Sunglasses on, hair up in a ponytail, headphones in, and off I went.
Oh, good for you.
I caught up with your latest episodes while I pedalled, and just wanted to share that it was an absolute pleasure to listen to you both talk about goo pots as the soundtrack to such a wonderful afternoon.
Honestly, what do you do with your goo pots?
That's it, really. I just wanted to share my appreciation. For my question, I will ask how you both coped with the post-travel comedown after your honeymoon, William, and after your New York City and Greek trips, Jordan. Thank you for everything you do. Love an OG G&Diva, Katie.
Okay, that's a lovely letter. Genuinely, that's a really sweet letter. Thank you so much.
Yeah, coming... I mean, obviously, honeymoon, it is a holiday, but it's, you know, there's obviously even more emotions tied up in it, because if you've done it straight off the back of getting married, you are obviously very happy. Yeah, the few weeks when we came back from honeymoon was tough, because it's, and also because the weather changed in Britain whilst we were away, so we sort of, it was sort of end of summer when we got married, come home, autumnal, and now the clocks have changed. Oh, so it, yeah, there have been days where Mike and I have been, oh, this is a bit boring, got nothing, and also we've spent a year and a half looking forward to the wedding, and there's sort of nothing in the diary now of that note.
My advice is, and it's probably not healthy, but I just throw myself into work when I get back off holiday.
Yeah,
I go, like, I book myself up, I just make sure I'm busy, and then have something to look forward to the first weekend I'm back.
Yeah, I think having something to look forward to is a good thing, even if it's just seeing family and friends.
I just throw myself into work.
Yeah, okay. What's that package on your right hand, Jordan?
Oh,
he's got a brown paper package tied up with string. I have a feeling in it is one of his favourite things. Thank you to the Sound of Music.
Oh! Like gold dust, the world we live in. The world we live in. Matt Hancock in the jungle. Right.
Well, maybe voted out by the time this goes out.
We've had more Tory prime ministers in the past 6 months than I've had at dinners. And you can't get Ready Breck anywhere. And look, somebody sent me in some Ready Breck.
There's a note attached.
No.
Can I look at the Ready Breck?
Yeah. Have you ever had Ready Breck?
Yeah, when I was like 5.
Honestly, that.
I think is once.
So good for this time of year.
It's rich in calcium.
Mm-hmm.
It's a source of vitamin D.
Yeah. Love the D.
No added sugar or salt, and no added flavour either.
Oh, this is so nice.
You can read that one.
To Jordan, after listening to the latest podcast... Oh, people have spent good money and sent that in. Who is it from? From Louise. After listening to the latest podcast episode today, I was surprised to hear you're having trouble getting hold of your much-loved Ready Breck. I really was. I really was. I've been to loads of supermarkets. So here I am sending you some from the most easterly point of England, Lowestoft, near Norwich.
Lowestoft.
Lowestoft. My dad, like you, loves his daily Ready Breck in the autumn/winter. Enjoy. Oh... I'm a primary school teacher and absolutely love listening to the podcast and radio show when I'm driving or in my classroom after school. It always puts a smile on my face and makes me laugh hysterically. Thank you. Keep being amazing. I'm going to cry and enjoy your treat from Louise. P.S. Next time on the tour, please, can you come to Norwich? Louise, genuinely, that is so nice. Thank you.
That's lovely.
That is so nice. It's the best drink ever.
Why don't you drink?
A thing here. Win heating for a year. It's literally Black Mirror, what we're living in. You can't get hold of it. And when you do get offered it, they're offering to pay your heating bills, but thank you.
What are they? This morning?
This is so great. Thank you, Louise.
Can you invite me over and we can have Ready Break?
Of course.
I'll just pop round for morning coffee and Ready Break.
Yeah, when I move into a new place.
Lovely. It's a cheap dinner party. Thank you. One more response.
Thank you so much, Louise.
This is from Alice.
I can't tell you how that's like... It's not a small thing. You've gone to a lot of effort there, so thank you.
I'm sure my gift is coming next week.
Who's this from?
This is from Alice.
For 24 years I've been living next door to Alice. Alice, who the fuck is Alice? Do you remember that?
No.
Do you remember?
No.
You didn't do one,
Katie. No.
For 24 years I've been living next door to
that?
Alice. Alice, I can't remember. It's something from, anyway.
Right.
Did we do one for Katie?
No, we didn't do one for Katie.
Oh, Katie, you came and you gave without taking. And you took it away. We need one for Louise. Is there a song for Louise?
Oh, we could sing a Louise song.
What's that?
I don't know.
Oh, Louise, you're so fine, you're so fine. You blow my mind. Hey, Louise.
Louise Redknapp, what's one of her songs? No. Nobody knows.
Looking back from when we first
That's the Tommy
met.
Kitten.
Oh, was she not in that?
No.
Oh, I've got to say.
No, she was in All Saints.
Was Louise in All Saints?
I think.
No, she wasn't in All Saints.
What was she in?
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, Louise Redknapp. She's not Louise Redknapp either. It's going well.
Oh, you can make me... Oh, no. What's the All Saints one? We'll do it for Louise.
Wherever... No, it's Hearsay.
Wherever you... No, it's the... Oh.
She is Louise Redknapp.
What's the All Saints one?
She was in Eternal.
What's the All Saints one? Never Ever.
Never ever had a Goes like that.
It's a few questions that I need to know.
Oh, it's that silly speak singing.
How you ever hurt me so? I need to know what I've done wrong and how long it's been going on. Was it that I never paid enough attention or that I didn't give you enough affection? Not only will your answers keep me sane, but I know never to make the same mistake again. You can write it in a letter, which she did, and send me ready break on the way.
Luckily. Back to Alice. Hi, William, Jordan and PB. I've just listened to Help, We've Had a Wedding, that episode, and Jordan's story about the rat in his flat and the night before the wedding prompted me to get in touch with my own rat-related tale. Oh, goody. A couple of weeks ago, my housemate and I heard some scratching in the kitchen and concluded that we must have mice. My bedroom is on the ground floor, and there was evidence that mice had been in there too, which I was less than pleased about. We actually hadn't seen anything until the Saturday morning when I discovered that the rat, not mouse, had made a nest in my... Oh, God, I don't know if I can read this. Had made a nest in my chest of clothes. Upon discovering... Oh, God, I think I would die.
Do you want me to take over?
Yeah, I just can't even read this.
No, because you read so much better than me.
I know, but I just...
Go on. Had made a nest in my chest of drawers amongst my clothes. Upon discovering said rat in my drawer, I ran to get the builders from down the road. They spent the next hour chasing the rat around my living room whilst I was outside in bits. Sadly, the rat got out alive, but the builders filled up the hole through which
But the builders didn't.
And it hasn't been seen since. The rat had eaten some of my clothes and dedicated
I think... I don't think the rat had dedicated. I think it had defecated.
Defecated all through the rest.
I dedicate this
say,
jumper
it was to Alice. Since. I love the podcast endlessly, Alice.
It's like big on Ken Bruce.
What?
Can I have dedication? Anyway, sorry.
So, what's the latest with your rat?
Well, the luxury pest controller came back.
Yeah.
To install the rat gate. It's like a gate. I don't want them coming in, but apparently it keeps them out in the sewer entry. I got them to check the bait, and... Most of the bait, the new bait they put down a couple of weeks ago, had not been touched, but a little bit of it had still been touched. So there's obviously still something. But they hadn't, where at the previous trip, they had eaten all the bait, which is kind of good because it means that they ate it and have probably gone and died. But yes, I haven't heard anything. So that's the positive.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really need people writing in with their rat tails now.
Rat tails!
Oh, no, this is not going to be a strand.
That's duck tails, isn't it? Duck tails! Duck tails!
Anyway.
Do you remember those? What were they called? No, that was Donald.
Donald Duck.
No, Daffy Duck.
Warner Brothers.
Cracking joke about Daffy Duck.
I know, yeah, you've done that one.
Ever?
Yeah, back in the day.
Shall I do it again?
Go on.
Daffy Duck's on a night out, right? He's up piss all weekend with his mate, and he loses his mate one night, and he ends up going to a club on his own, and he pulls this lovely lady, and he takes her back up to the hotel room, and they're about to get down to it, yeah. And she says to you, I'm not having sex with you, unless you got any condoms. So he thinks, oh shit. So he looks in his bag, looks inside the table, everything, there's no condoms there. So he rings down to reception. He says, hiya, Staffy Duck here. So he ain't got any condoms by any chance, have you? And bloke behind reception says, we do as it goes, I'll bring it up. He says, shall I put it on your bill? He says, don't be stupid, I'll suffocate. See you next week.
It's a classic. Bye-bye.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.